Now it's time for Wisdom for Women with Debbie Bryson.
Divine intervention is the title of today's Wisdom for Women, Proverbs 21, verses 1 and 2. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the hearts. The book of Esther tells an intriguing story that illustrates this truth. Evil Haman hated all Jews, especially Esther's cousin Mordecai. As the king's trusted advisor, Haman was a dangerous foe. One day he went home from the palace to plot Mordecai's death on the gallows. He planned to present the plan to the king the following morning for approval. But that night the king could not sleep, so one was commanded to bring the book of records, and they read before the king. As he listened, he learned that Mordecai had once saved his life by exposing a plot to kill him. The next morning, he ordered Haman to honor Mordecai royally. Needless to say, the villain's plot was foiled. Such a turn of events. Coincidence? No, it was divine intervention. John Corson comments, "Because God is on the throne, we don't have to panic about government policies. We're not to perspire, pout, panic, or plot. Instead, we're to pray, knowing that God is in complete control. And as we do, we'll be at peace." Has someone in power made decisions that make you feel powerless? As you look at the current economy and government, are you worried? Are you discouraged? Are you fearful? Remember, always remember, God is on the throne, and His throne is called the throne of grace. This is Debbie Bryson praying that the practical wisdom of God's word will make you wise.